A singing group from 1930s Germany is suddenly in vogue this week, the subject of both a new Broadway musical and a movie. The group modeled its cheerful sound on American a cappella harmonies and called itself the Comedian Harmonists. But critic Bob Mondello says the story told in the German film The Harmonists is anything but comic.
When Harry Frommermann announces auditions for a sextet he's forming in Berlin in 1927, he knows precisely what he wants. He's been listening to records by the American group The Revelers and hopes to duplicate their smooth, creamy harmonies for a German audience that's more accustomed to marches and polkas. He's a man with a dream, and after months of rehearsals and plenty of rejections by talent scouts, the dream comes true. His group, the Comedian Harmonists, has a hit record, concert bookings galore, and a dory. Fans. As its popularity grows, the group thinks it's becoming insulated from the hardships that are disrupting the Weimar Republic in the early 1930s. But Nazi brown shirts are everywhere, and the fact that three of the group's members are Jewish does not go unnoticed for long. With titles like When Yuba Plays the Rumba on the Tuba, their songs are chirpy, but the times are not, as they discover when thugs in uniform disrupt one of their concerts. A Nazi general eventually quiets the disturbance and the concert resumes, but the group's days in the spotlight are clearly numbered. Director Joseph Vilsmeier lays out the story with the sort of grand, sweeping camera work and Art Deco production values you'd expect in a lavish Hollywood epic. And as the sextet is building its popularity, that's just what the film feels like. Later, when events turn sour and the script tries to examine the relationship between art and politics, artists and audiences, a certain sketchiness sets in. You get the sense that not just the plot, but actual history is being compressed for dramatic purposes. In fairness, that's probably because roughly an hour has been trimmed from the film for its U.S. engagements. Even so, it's easy to see why The Harmonists has been so successful in Europe. It's handsome, well-acted, and not afraid to raise the sorts of serious questions you don't often find in film musicals, even if it can't always come up with answers. I'm Bob Mondello.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Jonathan Kern, and produced by Sean Collins. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
Audio engineers include Linda Mack, Vince Muse, Paris Morgan, David Hayden, Michael Cullen, Stu Rushfield, and Ted Meebane here in Washington.
Manoli Wetherill, Kareel Wheeler, and Neil Rauch in New York City.
Lorna White and Bob Weston in Chicago.
And Leo Delagula in Los Angeles.
Lost and Found sound executive producers are the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, and Jay Allison. The series is produced by Darcy Bacon, Rachel Day, and Sandra Wong. Art Silverman is coordinating producer for NPR News.
Our executive producer is Ellen Weiss. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered.